Hello? Hello?
Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Jonah. How may I assist you?
Hi, my name's Sarah, and I recently noticed that a charge for $69.97 had gone through on my bank account that I did not authorize, so I was looking to get some more information from you guys.
Yes, can I have a zip code, please?
Yes, the zip code is 92102.
That was it. That was 930.
No, sorry, 92102.
Your first and last name?
Sarah Efforts.
Could you verify your shipping address for security purposes?
Yes, it is 2473 Market Street,
Yes,
San
ma'am.
Diego.
I do see that you ordered the Mellow Pods.
The
Melody
EarPods?
Pods? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, for those were a while ago. I think they were. I was charged like $5 or $67 or something like that. It was a promotion, but I just a few days ago, another charge for $69.97 went through, but I haven't purchased anything. Do you see that on your record?
Yes, ma'am. It was for the Mellow Pod. It was for the Mellow Pods. You were on a trial, 14-day trial, and after the 14-day trial, you was billed the full amount for that product.
Oh, I see.
Yes,
Okay.
ma'am. And that was only a one-time charge. It will never get charged again.
Okay. Can I return them? I
They
mean,
are.
the Mellow Pods, the charge was for $70, but I see the Mellow Pods on your website are only 30, so I'm just wondering why it was that charge.
On the website, the metal pies are $69.97. I'm looking at the website.
Okay. Yeah, the wireless earphone are $29.97.
One second, please.
Sounds like she's gone to a
Ma'am,
different site.
Yes, I'm here.
can you tell me what website did you go to?
QualityBalanceLife.com.
Could you repeat that?
QualityBalanceLife, all one word, .com. It's where I got the information for this phone number.
Yes, ma'am. The website that we have for our earbuds are not the same website that you're telling me. And I do apologize, but that was the price for the earbuds.
Okay. Well, I was contacted via text message and prompted to go into a survey, and then I would receive these for just the shipping. So I didn't read anything. There wasn't anything about it being a 14-day trial, and then they would process the remainder. So I needed to figure out how I can return them and reverse that charge because I can't afford that.
Yes, ma'am. One second, please.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Speaking with my supervisor, she said that I would be able to issue out a 35% refund since it's the end of trial and you can't get those earbuds.
No, I don't want a 35% refund. I need a full refund. I'm okay with paying the $5 or $6 that I paid initially for shipping, because that's what the promotion was for. But I don't want to pay the $70.
Yes, ma'am. Even if I try to give you a courtesy of a 50% refund.
No, that's what I'm saying. So when I purchased those, I did it because it was a promotional survey that directed me to take a survey, and then Amazon was gifting me these earbuds. All I had to do was pay for shipping. And at that time, that was okay for me, and so I decided to do it. However, now upon finding out that it was actually going to be billed later by a company that I can't access the same website page that you can, I mean, that just doesn't sound right. That sounds predatory. So I need a full percent, I need a 100% refund.
And yes, ma'am, and with that, there is a $9.95 restocking fee plus shipping fee, and me giving you back a 50% refund and you paying that is like it will be like the same.
No, it won't, because I already paid for the shipping. That was part of the original agreement, and the shipping and restocking is not anything that needs to be charged.
Yes, ma'am. So, you have to pay to ship that product back. You have to pay a $9.95 restocking fee.
Okay. Well, I'm not sending it back to you. So if there's no restocking fee, again, this was a promotion that I received from Amazon. It was sent directly to my text message, and I completed everything through Amazon. So I need to speak with your supervisor, because this isn't right.
One second,
please.
If you
wouldn't mind connecting me. Okay. Fraudulent charge on my account for those earbuds.
Yes, ma'am. Speaking with my supervisor is telling me the only thing I can do is offer you a 50% refund.
No, I'm sorry. That isn't what I need. I need to speak with your supervisor, or I'll be taking up this matter with my bank, because the charge is fraudulent. And the fact that I can't see the website that you're talking about, I went onto my bank statement and I followed the information that was there. I looked at your terms and conditions. I found the website. The fact that I can't see the product price that you're talking about, and I can't retrieve that information from any of the emails and anything that I have from when I made that transaction, leads me to believe that this is predatory and fraudulent. So I need you to reverse the $70 charge in its entirety, or I need to take it up with my bank. I understand that you have certain protocols in place, but you have to understand that.
Yes, ma'am, I do. And that's why I was telling you that with that, you would have to send that product back, which would be a $9.95 restocking fee.
Okay. So
subtract it from the amount that you'll be refunded.
Okay, so
but
in order, what you're saying, sorry, go ahead.
One second, ma'am, and I will try my best to see what I can do to
just
your account.
Connect me with the supervisor, please. And I can't. There's no way for me. I really researched the charge that went through on my bank account statement, and I went to the website to try to read anything about any of their products, read their terms and conditions. None of that was in the product that they list on their website. From the information from the direct withdrawal, doesn't list the products that I bought. So it's clearly predatory. All I had to do was complete an Amazon survey and then pay for shipping. So I paid $5 for shipping. And then they just debited my account $70 because apparently it was a 14-day trial. And now, because I'm keeping it, now they're charging me the full amount. But even if there's...
Ma'am?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. For a courtesy from me, I did refund that full amount back to you.
Thank you. The $69.97?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell me your name just in case it didn't go through and I need to call back?
It's Yana, and it went through, and I did notate your account on it also, stating that I did give that full refund. I issued that full refund back to you, and you should see that refund back in your account within 3 to 5 business days, but my name is Yana.
Yana. Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate your help for me. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. It was my pleasure speaking with you.
Mm-hmm. Have a good day. Bye-bye.